Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Keith Murphy has Iowans bamboozled. Iowa nice? More like Iowa vice. Murphy can't control his Irish temper. More like Murphy's lawless. Keith Murphy, smug, insincere, and asleep on the job. Out with the old and in with the new. Paid for by the committee to keep John Sears, Mr. Soundo.
Live from WHO HD, it's Sound Off with Keith Murphy and John Sears, featuring Andy Fales with What's Bugging Andy. Now, get ready to Sound Off.
Welcome to Sound Off alongside Scott Sipker.
Hi, everybody.
I'm Keith Murphy.
Well, I feel like after seeing both those attack ads, Keith, I feel like both you and John shouldn't be on the air, and Sound Off should be a solo show hosted by Scott Sipker.
Well, that's not going to happen. Hey, you can Sound Off at 515-282-9010. Hot topic this week, sports gambling becomes legal in the state of Iowa. It happened at noon Thursday.
And in a near miracle these days, it came about because of bipartisan support. I'll have more to say about that in a few moments. For now, try to enjoy Murphy's Law.
Recently, I returned from a summer trip, posted a few photos, and read a couple comments along the lines of, is your entire life a vacation? And how do I sign up for adult fantasy camp? These pictures are not my real life. They're my best life, the highlights. We post what we want people to see and what we think they'll want to see. I'm blessed and grateful, but to illustrate the ho-humness of a typical day in the life, we not so proudly present vanity be damned photos. Morning starts with a shave, unless I'm not on television that day, then I'll skip. I can't really explain the neck stretch here. A wheeling the garbage to the curb Thursday morning, also revealing faded jeans under the anchor desk that night. Here we go, something for the ladies. Staring at a computer screen wearing Walgreens reading glasses. Your move, Brad Pitt. Here's a shot from Friday morning. When I put my contact lens in upside down, I had a bleeding eye. Later that night, I was able to read in bed while wearing my NASA pajamas. Sunday, helping my son move into college, 68 degrees, third floor, and sweating through my t-shirt, y'all. And just to show, even vacations have their non-shareable moments. My wife took this photo on a train in Paris as she laughs and I fight back tears from sour body odor wafting from crotch to nostrils. We all follow people who have the perfect life online. No one actually does. We're all selective in what we share. I guarantee I'm sucking in and flexing here. We put our best face forward, and even then, we're not always as cool as we hope. Look at me on the cliffs of Moher. I look like the Michelin man mated with a mutant ninja turtle.
Sorry. With sports wagering now legal in Iowa, you can throw down $20 or whatever amount of money is insignificant to you and let your luck ride. But I know many are thinking of taking sports gambling a little more serious. Please remember that if you want to profit in sports betting, because of the bookmaker's fee, you need to win about 55% of your bets. Also remember that over the long run, most people have less than a 55% chance of doing that. If you're thinking 55% win rate doesn't sound so hard, realize that what you think is going to be the core problem with most of your bets. So here are some of the alwayses and nevers to keep in mind when betting. Never make a bet you don't understand. I recommend starting with the basic bets of spread, money line, and over under. As you get better, you can get more exotic. Always have a set budget, aka bankroll, and never add to it when you lose. When you're out of money, stop. Never chase lost money with an increased bet size. Always keep your bet size the same by creating a unit, usually 1 to 2% of your bankroll. Grade each bet you want to make in units based off of your confidence in the outcome. Never bitch about your losses. You can tell the stories of your bad beats in a humorous way, but when you gripe and complain about it, you're proving you should not be betting. Never bet on your own team if your fandom is important to you. Just let your heartstrings be on the line instead of your purse strings. And in closing, I know I do a lot of joking about gambling with Bet Your House, but if you think you might have a problem, which is no joke, ask for help. We all know 1-800-BETS-OFF. Call it if you need it.
I was out at Prairie Meadows for the opening day of the sports gambling. Scott, it seemed like the thing you can see right away is the gambling with emotion. Because I saw Hawkeye fans betting against the Cyclone fans taking the under against the Hawkeyes. It's hard not to get your emotions involved.
Yeah, and if you're doing it just for entertainment purposes and the money is not really significant to you, that's fine. That's fun. But if you are going to take it serious, you got to eliminate the emotion because you will not be a good gambler in that case. You have to be like a poker player when they have aces, pocket aces against pocket kings, and they lose to pocket kings. They don't get mad. A good poker player doesn't get mad, even though 18% of the time is only times they should lose. But 18% of the time happens. And so you have to take your emotion out of it, and you just have to ride it. Know you made a good bet. You don't let the results dictate how you feel.
Did you have money on the Cubs tonight?
No.
No. The Cubs, if you don't know, did win 7-1 and won a road series, even though this Little League Classic was this particular game was played in Williamsport. 7-0 going into the ninth, but you're conditioned right now to stress, aren't
yes,
you?
Yes, absolutely. So we're watching this game, and oh my gosh, they give up a home run in the bottom of the ninth, and then Kimbrel comes in, hits a guy, bases get loaded, Stroppe comes in. But they won. They won.
They
and
won.
I was fine. It was never a doubt.
As Dave Price said tonight, flawed teams at the top of that Central Division. Tammy's in Beaverdale. Tammy, you enjoyed the Cubs win tonight, I'll bet.
I did. It was a great game. And my guy, Javi Baez, they had some interesting names with their jerseys.
Yeah, on the uniforms. Good point. Thank you, Tammy. Anthony Rizzo, for instance, had Tony on the back, and I love those uniforms. The Pirates looked okay, too, but the Cubs uniforms were outstanding.
And with the Little League theming, they had their nicknames on the back. It was really cool just to see, and pregame, and that's mostly what this is about, hanging out the Little Leaguers, Rizzo and Madden going cardboard racing down the hill.
Chris Bryant down the hill. Yeah, they turn into kids again. This has become a really cool event, just like the game at the Field of Dreams will. It is time for lookalikes with a local connection, Tiny Ref Judges. P.J. Caffrey says Barnstormers announcer Joe Stacy, we call him Mr. Enthusiasm, he looks like Little League announcer David DeLucci. Tiny Ref, do you see this as a match?
Okay, this is I feel like it's a shot at me, because you're a white dude with hair and a beard does not mean you all look alike.
Well, you don't have hair.
Oh, my gosh.
All right, Doug in Urbandale says, quote, I was watching some Rage Against the Machine videos today and realize lead singer Zach Della Roca.
I wish I could help you.
Could actually be a young Matt Campbell. Do you think
Holy
this is good?
Holy smokes.
You think that looks
ring
like
it
a,
up.
All right, yeah, ring it up.
That is, oh my gosh, not in the hair, obviously, but look at the facial structure.
Really happy about the new sports book at Prairie Meadows? This What's Bugging Andy's for you.
Time for another game of Knockout. State Fair Foods. Final day of the State Fair today. Four of about, 100 or so foods at the fair. But this is a popular four, Scott.
Yeah, one must go. Which do you knock out? Corn dog, cheese curds, funnel cake, or pork chop on a stick?
I'm knocking out pork chop on a stick because it's the only
what
one of these
doing?
Four that I don't eat at the fair. I had the other
you
three.
You hate pig farmers?
No, I don't. That's hate
That's what you
pig
just
farm.
Said.
No, I did
I
not
heard
say
you say
that.
He said it.
Well,
did
where
you,
do,
where the
do,
audience, you heard it?
Where do you think a hot dog comes from? The corn dog.
What? It's grown in the corn.
Yeah,
I see.
Yeah.
It's where you husk it, and then there's the corn dog.
Earlier, Scott covered some of the precautions you should take if you're new to sports wagering.
And now Andy has some thoughts on why he thinks legalized sports gambling is a good thing, even though Andy doesn't gamble.
In our world, this goes down as a really big week. The William Hill Sportsbook at Prairie Meadows ushers in a new era of legal sports gambling in Iowa. It'll provide us with a new entertainment option, but also help to pull sports gambling out of the shadows, and I think that might just be a benefit of equal or greater status. I don't like the way that sports gambling has been portrayed through the years in America. I'm a big believer in the time-tested philosophy that we tend to want those things we can't have. Prohibition didn't make us want alcohol any less. It made us willing to take great risk to get it. Sports gambling has been going on right under our noses, so let's flush it out, clean it up, and collect some much-needed tax dollars in the process. If you are really happy to have legalized sports gambling in Iowa, I am really happy for you. Now, this is not going to affect me in the slightest. I'm not a gambler, probably won't become one, because at this stage in my life, I need one more reason to spend money like the Democrats need one more candidate for president. Aside from the usual house, car, food, utilities, seems like extra charges are multiplying like rabbits on ED meds these days. Netflix, Prime, Spotify, bazillion other apps on your phone that start out free but end up roping you into another $10 a month each. Video games, faster Wi-Fi. This is all stuff I never used to pay for, but now could never do without. I feel like my wallet is a buffalo and the world is a pack of wolves trying to bring it down. So, sports gambling may not be for me, but if it's for you, I'm fine with that. I don't see it as any more of a vice than shopping on Amazon, which is a true addiction. I don't think casinos prey on people. I think opioid manufacturers do, and payday lenders can, but I don't think casinos do. To the contrary, they put it out in the open, keep it under regulatory control, and are far safer alternative, save for the cigarette smoke. How's that still a thing? Hey, topic for another time. For now, I'm Andy Fales. That's what's bugging me.
Scott Sipker picks his all-time favorite sports heroes, and who's in your five? No way Zion makes the list,
tune
right?
Tune in.
Plus more live calls. We have Joe and Bill ready to sound off. 515-282-9010. Sound Off 13 is on Twitter, Andrew Yang, 2020.
Mister.
Yeah. He writes, I cannot believe people in places continue to insanely underestimate the popularity of sports gambling.
Brenton and Marion asks, not what funnel cake can do for you, but what you can do for funnel cake. Cherish it. It's a treasure of the fair.
I do love a funnel cake. All right, who's in your five? Scott, I'll turn it over to you. Scott Sipker and John Sears tonight. These are your all-time favorite athletes.
Ben Hogan. This guy was literally hit by a bus, broke his pelvis in two spots, a bunch of other things, came back, won a bunch of majors. Amazing.
There's no way you Great watched swing. Ben Hogan play.
I have a time machine.
All right. Number four?
Charles Barkley. Look, now, he may
Charles
never
Barkley
have won.
Charles Barkley the player or Charles Barkley the broadcaster?
Hey, I don't know much about Angola, but Angola in trouble. Boom, you're in my top five with a quote like that. Dale Earnhardt, I hated this guy when I was growing up, but now when I go back to Mount Carmel and I see my neighbor Kevin's portrait of Dale Earnhardt with all of his Winston Cup trophies, I'm just like, this guy was cool.
Well, he was good for racing, too. He's so missed, Dale Earnhardt.
Number two.
Zion Williamson, baby. He might take over one. Just depends on how the next 10 years go.
He's number two on your list. He's yet to play a game in the NBA.
Have you seen this guy play basketball?
I saw him blow out his shoe.
Which it takes, like, just superhuman strength. He's going to lead the Pelicans to a bunch of titles, and then he might jump up number one. But
all right,
titles didn't matter for my number one, Jim Kelly. And now that I have a personal relationship with him, and I know his home address.
You got to spend a whole day with him.
Personalized. Yeah.
And he threw you a pass, and you dropped it.
Shut up, Keith.
Did he throw you a pass?
Why do I do this show?
Did he throw you a pass? Yes or no?
I did, yes.
Did Jim Kelly throw you a pass?
He did.
Did you drop it?
Did he fake me out with a pump fake first, like this, and then I recoiled, and then he threw it at me?
All well and good.
Did you drop it?
Did you drop it?
I did.
Okay. All right, let's get to Joe in Des Moines. Joe, welcome to Sound Off. Oh, I have to, it's line one. You have to press extra hard.
Hello?
This is 25 years old. Hi, Joe, go ahead.
Yeah, once again, we have a high school football star turning his back on his own team just to go to Dowling to win a state championship.
You don't think he thought that was possible at Southeast Polk? They were in the semifinals last year. It's not like the Rams are not a threat to go to the championship. They have a good football program.
The only reason Dowling has six straight championships is because Ankeny got broke into two schools.
Hmm. Really?
The last team to win the state championship besides Dowling was Ankeny Hawks.
Okay, so you think if Ankeny had not been split in two, Dowling wouldn't have these titles?
You're dang right.
All right. Thank you for calling, Joe. Appreciate you. One of Scott's sports heroes is we had to, who's in your five?
We already did, Keith.
All right, yeah. We already did.
Joe's throwing us off.
We're gonna have the knockout results. Joe threw us off because he's really upset about high school football.
Yeah. Oh, hey, there's Jim.
There's Jim Kelly. I wanted to put this out there as a tribute to you.
Thanks.
Yeah. He was number one in your list. How cool was he?
He was great.
He was awesome. We'll be back with Face Off and more live calls at 515-282-9010.
That's my boy.
Knockout results. State Fair Foods, one had to go. This was close, and we've passed 2,000 votes. Who's out?
Oh, my gosh.
What's out?
It is the pork chop on a stick.
Pork chop on a stick is out.
Do you know how hard pig farmers work? This is an embarrassment. Last week, you guys knocked out Slipknot, and now you knock out the pig industry?
It's starting to sound anti-Iowa.
You are anti-Iowa.
All right, let's do this.
Says every Iowa State fan. Hey, time for face-off. It's where I put, this is the camera. Time for face-off. That's where we'll edit it before we put it online.
Okay. We're live, Scott.
Oh, sorry. Where I put a topic on a tee and Murph attempts to say something profound. Unlikely. The Iowa High School Sports Network thinks it has greatly improved the accessibility of seeing key boys' state championships. Do you agree, Keith?
It's not perfect. We've already heard from satellite owners and people who are not fans of digital sub-channels or streaming. Overall, it's definitely improved. There's just no way to ever satisfy everyone when the natural comparison is girls' championships on IPTV.
And they rock it there. At least people, Keith, in Chicago no longer can find Iowa tournaments easier than people in Iowa.
That's good.
On that second city note, the Cubs got back into first place tie with Sunday night. As a Cubs fan, I feel relief but trepidation. I mean, on Thursday night, Bryce Harper crushed the Cubs' spirits with a ninth-inning grand slam that traveled farther than Scott Kelly.
The astronaut.
That's right, Keith. You wear NASA pajamas.
Well, I do.
See, you knew.
Following the moonshot, see?
There you go.
Harper sprints the bases. Harper reached home before the baseball landed. Look at this.
Yeah, I don't want to watch it again.
Yeah, this is incredible. That was great.
Nonstop lines. I'm moving on from that. Nonstop lines form for Cast Your Colonel. You manned the booth, Keith, for 9 hours. Impressions.
The Trump support is more widespread and diverse than I expected. And there are far too many Democrats for much of an impression yet.
There are a lot. Handsome Dan Winters,
yeah,
who wrote that, posts State Fair t-shirts each year. You have a favorite, Keith?
Yeah, these are on Dan's Facebook page. I never dreamed I'd end up marrying a perfect freaking wife, but here I am, living the dream. You, your favorite shirt, one of them?
Actually, I could wear that shirt, because shout out to my wife, Jordan, who won 17 baking ribbons, 9 of them blue.
That's awesome.
Yeah, but for simplicity, I'll go for my favorite food on a stick, this one.
A glass of wine.
That's right. I'm looking right at it. I know a lot of people like that.
I'll tell you what you don't know is which camera to look at. Over, under, top 25 polls, overrated. Coaches poll, too many conflicts of interest and often not even filled out by the actual coaches.
Underrated, the AP. It comes out every Monday, so that's good. And it's not perfect, but it's better than the coaches poll.
Yeah, when it comes out tomorrow, the Associated Press poll out tomorrow, and it should have Iowa and Iowa State in the top 25.
Yeah, that'd be great. Hopefully that continues cool to the Cy-Hawk game.
Yeah. Yep, here we go.
All right, you guys, I'm known as the Iowa mean guy with my better half, the Iowa nice guy. Cheers to you, man. One minute.
All right, thank you. I think that might have even been nice.
Wait, yeah, was that a compliment? I was going to make fun of him.
Ray in Des Moines with a thought on sports gambling. Ray, we have to keep it tight, but your main point is what, sir?
Oh, no, I missed Scott as an Iowa nice guy out at the Bill Hill Sportsbook on Thursday. Figure bet your house was his hot deal, man. Where was he?
I was filming at the Iowa Speedway that day, but I'll tell you what, I'll be there as soon as that Apple app gets ready to go. Get registered for that, and then it's bet your house every week, except don't really bet your house because that's bad.
We have a few seconds left here. Bill is in Des Moines. Bill, you had a thought on racing.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead, sir.
Matt Diabetodetto Guido found out Monday he lost his job. And he ran second at Bristol.
I've often thought that if there was one NASCAR race that I was big in, like the 90s, watching NASCAR, but the one race I want to go to is Bristol.
That'll do it for us. John is back next week. We hope you are too.
Cheers, everybody. Good night.
John Sears dances like no one's watching, which tells you all you need to know, because he's out of step with Iowa values. John Sears doesn't appreciate hardworking Iowa farmers. Laughs at his own viewers. And worst of all,
this is a champion's diet right here, isn't it?
Eats mayo by the jarful. John Sears dresses like a pencil, but never has a point. Sears will tell you what you want to hear, but he's just blowing smoke. Blind to what Iowa voters really need. You can't trust a man named after a toilet in a bankrupt department store. Reject John Sears. Paid for by the Committee to Reinstate Keith Murphy as Mr. Soundoff.